Real Touch or something. I don't know. It's like $200. I mean, it's not cheap.
That's not bad. Oh, that's not bad.
Okay. I don't want to know your point of reference. So we're
You already know my point of reference. I pay $100 for my vibrator. You are aware of this. It is $98.99. We've discussed this on previous shows. I walk in, I slap my money down, I hand on it. Thank you very much. And I walk out the door. It's not a difficult solution. So $200 to me does not sound that bad for
she
that.
She slaps it down before she sticks it in. Okay. All right. Anyway, so listening to new podcasts, I'm listening to Dubious Intent.
Okay.
I have started listening to Auntie Vera Speaks for Real, Auntie Vera Charles.
Okay.
Which is kind of, for your point of reference, it's sort of Big Fatty West Coast.
Okay.
Where the
West Side?
West Side. Yes, they do gang signs at each other. So. It's the Tupac Shakur of the podcasting community. And that's, I actually really am enjoying that. I found that there are certain things that I like versus I don't like. I tend to not like shows where it's one person talking. I like when there's people talking back and forth to each other. So you wouldn't know. Like normally on the show, I can't get a word in edgewise.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Auntie Vera Speaks for Real, Auntie Vera Charles.
Okay.
Which is kind of, for your point of reference, it's sort of Big Fatty West Coast.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1404 of the BFO for Thursday, the 13th of June, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I have got a list and a quiz, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Ha, 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 ha. Hello, consolationers. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are consolationers today because, y'all, the TV guide came today, and, y'all, there's a, you know, they have those quizzes in there, you know, the best of something is comprised or compiled by the TV Guide during their 60th anniversary. And y'all, this issue, y'all, it is the 60th greatest quiz programs of all time. And y'all, we're gonna get into that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to tell you, I mentioned on yesterday's Our Little Show that Moose P had gone to the Southwest Airlines and changed his reservation and saved over $200 going to the Lost Wages in September. And y'all, I got an e-letter from Gary in Albuquerque. I believe he's flying out of Phoenix. But y'all, he was flying Southwest also, and he went in and changed his reservation on hump day morning, and y'all, after hearing Big Fatty, and y'all, he saved over $100, so that's just lovely. So y'all, if you've made your reservations, once again, that sale, I believe it ends Thursday, today the 13th. So y'all, there's little time to dilly-dally. Big Fatty will get right on it. Y'all, speaking of getting right on it, y'all, I took the Ford Escape to the dealership, and y'all, I got the works done, and I got new windshield wiper blades. And y'all, I thought I'd just tell you, and I'm sure that the Faye driver will probably masturbate very vulga while I talk about this, but anyway, I had asked for some what they call the works. And y'all, then they go through and they do all kinds of tests and all on your car and change your oil and wash it and all kinds of things like that. And I thought I'd just tell you all the different things. So, Faye driver, get ready. Mark these down so you can discuss. It was a multi-point inspection. The brakes were inspected. They were A-OK. The tires were inspected. They were A-OK. The battery was inspected. It was A-OK. I had, I got lube oil and filter change and tire rotation and the top off of all the fluids, the complimentary car wash, and y'all, then I got replaced all three of my wiper blades. You know, it's been well over a year, about a year and three or four months that I've had the Ford Escape. And y'all, I gotta tell you, the wiper blades were kind of expensive, and y'all, they where they get you is when they charge you for the labor. Y'all, they charged me $19.95 to change three wiper blades. Now y'all, this is unacceptable. And anyway, so when the guy gave me the total, I said, well, that's more than I expected it to be. I said, give me the rundown on that. And he did. And I said, well, that just seems awfully high. He says, well, Meg Reddy, why don't I give you a senior citizen's discount? I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I got 10% off for being an old, grumpy old man. Y'all, I probably would have written an angry old man letter, but y'all, in fact, I did write an e-letter afterwards. But anyway, and y'all, speaking of senior citizens discounts... Y'all, can you hear that? Ha, 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 ha. Y'all, during my lunch on hump day, y'all, I went to the Von's East, y'all, and I was playing my odds because normally during different seasons and occasions, they'll run a coupon at the Von's East to buy one Hallmark item at regular price and get one absolutely free up to $9.99. You pay for the most expensive one, of course. But so y'all, I got a Father's Day card, and I got it in the mail along with that American Express gift card with Big Fatty's picture on it, and picked up another card. Y'all, I also got, what else did I get? Oh, the penny coupon today was for a four-pack of toilet paper. Y'all, you can never have enough toilet paper. Big, fatty, wet, clean up all four. Got blueberries. I've been craving peanut butter. And they had the Jif extra crunchy peanut butter. I got just a small jar of that. I've been craving it, though. Turkey breast. Some sauerkraut, some yellow squash, strawberries, some Bafrin, a couple of bananas, some canned tomatoes. I needed butter also. Egg whites, and another bag of onions and a beef roast. And y'all, she gave me the senior citizens discount. And with all the discounts and coupons, I paid $54.39, but I saved $15.63. Lovely! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, the Big Brother app is going to premiere in less than two weeks. And y'all, Chen bot, Julie Chen, y'all, she was interviewed on Hump Day. And one of the people said, hey, you got any juicy hints or teasers for the upcoming season? And she says, there's a twist this summer that's going to make it a no-floater summer. Big Freddy, they need to take more fiber then if they don't have floaters. No, not that kind of floater. But y'all, also, you know, in the past, if you got the pass to watch the house 24 hours a day, you had to go through that Real Player or something like that, the Super Pass. Y'all, CBS is doing it this year, so you do it through CBS now. Y'all, they're running a coupon, go on over there. It's 20% off if you subscribe by the 25th. So, and I don't know what the early bird rate is or the the rest of the raid or anything. And y'all, you know, they also used to do the Big Brother After Dark over there on the Showtime 2. And y'all, this year they're going to do it on the TV Guide channel. So if you have the cable, you'll be able to see all that without having to pay for the Showtime or anything like that. So that'll be lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me just figure this out. This is June the 13th, so it'd be July, August. Y'all, around the middle of September, y'all. That's all I got to say. Around the middle of September every year. Y'all, evidently, there's a lot of fucking going on. And because y'all, 9 months later in June, y'all, there are a lot of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, we've got one today, and it is for someone, a name that many of you know. Y'all, is someone that used to call into the BFO. We hadn't heard from this person on a voice letter in a month of Sundays. But maybe we'll get a call. Yes, Big Freddy, tell them who it is. Y'all, it is none other than Melissa the Confused out there in the California. Hey, you know, I've met Melissa the Confused many, many times. And I've met Mama the Confused, and I've met Daddy the Confused. And y'all, she's got a hot boyfriend too. Big Freddy, there's no confusion there. Anyway, so Melissa, and you know, she's going to be at Pride 48 in September. So Melissa, I hope you have a lovely, lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, do you think there'll be any confusion over cake? Well, y'all, it is what is the fade drop we call it? Boomala Chuckler or something like that? Y'all, it is the quiz program, Hootenanny Music. And y'all, since I'm going to tell you about the 60 greatest quiz programs of all time, y'all, this is right up my alley. Big Fanny, we don't need to hear about what's up your alley. But anyway, y'all, I thought I'd start with number 10. This is, let me just see if it says how they decided this. It says, long before Jeff Probst snuffed out his first torch on Survivor, the viewing tribe had spoken. We love watching the game show people play. This is the original reality TV, average Joes and Janes trying to outwit, outplay, and outlast their competitors. So excluding the bug-eating mutations of the post-Richard Hatch era, here are the top 60 shows that truly got game. Big Freddy. And I'm going to go from number 10 to number 1, then I'll read the other 50. Big Freddy, please. Y'all, number 10 was the Newlywed Game. Y'all never really cared for that one. Never really cared for it. Although they did use the word whoopee. Big Freddy. Number 9, What's My Line? Y'all, that was a lovely, you know, with that Bennett Cerf and Dorothy Kilgallen and Arlene Francis. Number 8 is The Password. Y'all, I love The Password with Alan Ludden. You know, I oftentimes think they ought to do medical password. Like, The Password is dextromethorphan. Bing! Y'all, number 7... was the Hollywood Squares. And they're talking about the Peter Marshall version with the Paul Lynn, oh my goodness, in the center square. Number 6, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You know, that was that with that Regis Philbert. He did it. Y'all, The Price is Right. Number 5. They say that Bob Baca will always be Mr. Price is Right. Number 4 is The Match Game. You know, the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. Had her good friend, that Charles Nelson Reilly, on there with Gene Rayburn. Y'all, do you remember the old Match Game? you know, and it would spin around and say match. Anyway, that big funny old. Number three, The Family Feud. Not really one of my favorites. Number two is The Wheel of Fortune, and y'all, it's still around. Y'all, do you know that there were three daytime hosts of The Wheel of Fortune? Is that Pat Sajak? And the original host was that Chuck Woolery, and the one in between the two of them, Rolf Bernerschka. Big Freddy, you made that up. I did not. You go look at it. Goggle it. Rolf Bernerschka. He was a football punter. And y'all, the number one quiz program of all time is, y'all, it is the Jeopardy! With Art Fleming and with that Alex Trebek. And so there you have that, y'all. And here are the others. Almost Anything Goes, Don't Know It. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Hated it. Battle of the Network Stars, that's an old one. Beat the Clock. Blockbusters, I like that. Card Sharks, I like that. The Cash Cab, I've seen it a couple of times. The Concentration with, who hosted that? Concentration. Big Freddy, Concentrate, it'll come to you. I was going to say Tom Poston, but that's not right. The Dating Game, Deal or No Deal. Don Adams Screen Test, I don't know that. Double Dare. The Gambit with the Wink Martindale. The GE College Bowl, we love that one. High Rollers, Alex Trebek hosted that. It's Academic, don't know it. I've Got a Secret, oh, I love I've Got a Secret. The Joker's Wild, Let's Make a Deal. The Liars Club, Love Connection. Make Me Laugh, y'all, that was a good show. Masquerade Party, Name That Tune, Pantomime Quiz, People Are Funny, Pressure Luck, No Whammies, Big Freddy, Pyramid, Queen for a Day, I love the Pyramid, y'all. Remote Control, Sail of the Century, Scrabble, The $64,000 Question, Studs, Supermarket Sweep, we love that one, Tattletales, that was the banana section, yes, Big Freddy. Tic-Tac-Doe, To Tell the Truth. That was what Kitty Carlisle was on that. Yes, McReady. The Treasure Hunt. Truth or Consequences. Do you remember the name of the buzzer on Truth or Consequences? Yes, McReady. It was Beulah. 21, The Weakest Link. Who Do You Trust? Whose Line Is It Anyway? Win Ben Stein's Money. Y'all didn't really care for that. Oh, The Wipeout. Yes, Big Freddy, we love the big balls. Win, Lose, or Draw, You Bet Your Life. And You Don't Say, you know who hosted You Don't Say? It was Tom Kennedy. Y'all, and I still can't remember who did... it was Hugh Downs. Hugh Downs did Concentration. Big Freddy, you're just a wealth of useless knowledge. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you what. You know, hearing all those quiz programs makes me want to pull out the old Memory Lane music and do some quiz programs. You know, maybe I'll play the top 10 or something like that. Big Freddy, please. You know, a couple of quiz programs that Big Freddy just loved that they didn't seem to make the list, like The Big Showdown and Whew, W-H-E-W. Y'all, why don't you goggle both of those and take a look at the little clips you can see of those on the... Oh, dear Gussie, on the inner tubes. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you heard those kids, that Taffy Carlisle Huffington and Taylor the Latte Boy from the Potter's My Co-Pilot. And, y'all, they were talking about vibrator. Big Freddy, that's Volga. Taylor and Taffy, I hadn't heard a word if y'all are going to participate in the June Pride 48 or not, but y'all, they are going to be out there in Vegas. Taylor, just out of curiosity, is there anything you could say that could make the Vons, yo, head explode?
Auntie Vera speaks for real. Auntie Vera Charles.
Okay.
Which is kind of, for your point of reference, it's sort of Big Fatty West Coast.
Oh, wet cleanup in Walnut Hills!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.